KOA News Time, 6:54. Now on Colorado's Morning News, another Federal Reserve rate hike looking likely again this week.
It marks the seventh time this year the central bank has raised their lending rates to tackle inflation. How will the markets react? On with us now to talk more about it, friend of the program. Of course, it's daytradefund.com's Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. Have the markets already expressed their concerns of this last rate hike of the year? Have they already baked it into what they're considering?
They have, but they were concerned. They were concerned because, Marty, one of the things that was kind of out there was inflation. Is it really starting to cool off? Is it getting worse? Is the stuff the Fed has done so far working, or is it not working? And what's going to happen? This morning, that question, at least initially, has been addressed. Now, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand the party that's going on right now. The Dow futures are up 729 points. That's 2% up this morning, because we received the news from the latest inflation numbers, and it indicated that the inflation did rise last month, I think it's 7.1%, still at a 40-year high, but it's starting to drop off a bit. And that's sending the message to investors that, hey, perhaps the Fed's efforts are working, and that means maybe the Fed, even though we know we're going to be getting the announcement this week of a further interest rate hike, maybe it'll only be, you know, 50 basis points and that's it. The fear of the Fed doing more, pretty much kind of on the back burner right now. And that's one of the reasons you're seeing the party balloons going off on Wall Street, at least this morning.
Jay, let's pivot over to, what are we at, 12 days before Christmas, I believe? How are we seeing the holiday retail sales so far?
We're going to be getting some interesting numbers later this week, which is really going to tell the story. I think that's one of the, probably the two main components of the week that we were looking at, three if you want to consider the Fed in their announcement, is what was the consumer price index going to show as far as inflation? We've got that data, and we're still digging through some of the numbers. And then, of course, what are the retail sale numbers going to be? Because normally the last half of December is a pretty boring time. I mean, there's normally not a lot that's going on. A lot of people stop trading. You've got kind of a mini Santa rally that's coming on, which kind of carries us towards the first of the year, and then everybody's back to business from there. This Friday, the 16th, is kind of when things start to throttle back. But this year is quite a bit different. We have so many moving parts, so many people that are concerned about different things that are going on, and yes, we still have the Russia-Ukraine situation, which worries me if Putin rolls out any nuclear weapons. But other than that, the Fed's efforts at this point in time are kind of sending the message that they may be working. And if that is, in fact, the case, that retail data later this week will have probably a minimal impact. And at least at this point, there's more optimism than pessimism, which is one of the reasons we're seeing the very, very positive futures with regards to the response on Wall Street. And hey, let's hope it continues.
Jay, you went right where I was going to ask about Russia and Ukraine and I guess the cost of energy and those things. Markets concerned, should we, again, you know, the Wall Street, Main Street divide, should we be looking at that and thinking gas prices being what they are, could we see a spike in that as that war persists?
We certainly could, especially if there's an unknown. I mean, if we get a curveball that we're not looking at, it's going to, and I hate to use the term freak out, but it's really going to worry investors to the point of, what else might be coming that's going to be unexpected? And, of course, when you've got Russia over there, anything is possible. And that's one of the things that really concerns a lot of people on Wall Street as they're trying to position with regards to what they're going to be doing going into the new year. And when you have that uncertainty kind of hanging over your head, even though it's well in the background at this point in time, I'm hearing every week some sort of statement from Russia that says, hey, anything is possible, you know, all cards are on the table. And I'm thinking, we're really not paying as much attention to this other than drowning him out because we're just used to hearing it so often. We're not really expecting much. But he's done that before, which is one of the reasons that I'm concerned now. But look, inflation, yes, we got some good numbers today. The bottom line, though, nothing is over yet. We're still going to have some inflationary concerns and worries as we go into the next year, going to have some challenges. If I've got a lot of cash on the sidelines, I'm not going crazy rushing into the market right now because I still think we're going to see some turbulence ahead. But look, at least for the day, we can enjoy this. So hopefully this nice rise will continue.
We'll be following it. President of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.
News coming up next, but first, let's take a look at your drive from the Horseshoe Blackhawk KOA Traffic Center. Here's Dave Hunter.